I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, on yesterday's video, I asked you for 10,000 likes, which you smashed in under 24 hours. So today, I'm going to give you a proper challenge. 12,500 likes. If you can do that, I'll be absolutely mind blown, honestly. Guys, the support on these last two videos has been absolutely incredible. Thank you so much. Anyway, with that out of the way, let's jump into today's first story. My 11-year-old child should be able to come to your party starting after 10 p.m. I've got two incredibly effed up mothers. I'm not a child of lesbian parents, rather my dad had three kids with my bio mum, divorced and then remarried my stepmother. This is a woman so entitled that she insisted that we all call her mum, even though she wasn't. Apparently, taking up with my father entitled her to this name. She didn't operate as a mother, she just wanted to stick it to my bio mum. Eventually, my father divorced her. They had one child together, the sunshine that is my little brother. Dad got custody until he reached a certain age, and then he went to live with the stepmother. About 6 months after the divorce, my elder brother got married. The ex-stepmother was still invited, and that day, she was responsible for the little brother, as per the agreement with my father. She started well, got him to the church all dressed in his suits. Big bro had asked little bro to do a reading, and he, bless his little 11-year-old self, did so well. And she proudly showed him off at the reception. Then, trouble hit. It was getting late, 10 p.m, and he was still at the reception. I spoke with him and he said he wanted to go home but was waiting on his mum. My brother and his wife had two weddings planned. This first one at the church and an informal reception at the pub. The second back in our hometown with the entire community involved. The second wedding was the important one. The first was really just a formal acknowledgement in the church. My brother's wife is religious, but not in a weird and crazy way. As I knew the reception was going to be short, I'd invited a few of the guests back to my house afterwards. My big brother had already left with his wife and now it was 10 p.m. and the taxis that had been booked to take people back to my house were starting to arrive. Our little bro is desperately tired. Where my stepmom was staying with him was the total opposite direction to where I lived, but she started talking about jumping in one of the cabs and coming back to mine. I have the following interaction with her, totally bolstered by far too much rum. I never stand up to her. My stepmom said, "I'll just bring your little brother back to your house. He can sleep in your bed until I want to go home." No, that's not going to happen. It's going to be far too loud and he's not going to be safe. I don't know all the people coming. There were people that I knew but didn't know, mostly friends of my brother and sister. I trust them to come to my house, but I also knew that this was a party with young, drunk people, not the place for an 11-year-old. "Well, I'll just come there for a bit and then I'll take him straight home. It's not fair that I miss your big bro's party." "But you've been at the party for my big brother. The party at my house is different and not a part of it. You have to take my little brother home. He is tired, he is a child, and he needs to go to sleep. This is your responsibility and I'm not letting you come to my house." At this point, she bursts into tears and vacates the building, leaving my little brother sitting on a chair by himself. I go and sit with him and reassure him. At this point, I'm about to cancel my party and bring him home with me. Our dad is drunk as heck because he wasn't supposed to be looking after my little brother. After 10 minutes, she comes back. She's been crying outside until a family friend came and spoke to her. He told me that she said she didn't have money to get a taxi back to where she was staying, yet she had enough money to buy drinks at the bar. And I was just stopping her from coming because my dad had just left her. "No, you aren't coming to my house because it will be full of drunk people and you have a child." The family friend from before had given her money for a taxi and she leaves with my little brother and takes him home to bed, where all 11-year-old kids should be at what was now 10:30 p.m. The party was amazing. We danced on tables, we drank a lot, and it was still going the next day. 2 days later, she tells everyone that she isn't coming to the second wedding because I'd made her feel so unwelcome. The true story is that she didn't have enough money for the flights and was expecting my dad to pay for her to go. He told me she called him asking where her her plane tickets were, as she'd received my little brother's, but not her own. He told her that she was no longer his responsibility, and if she wanted to come, she should probably ask her boyfriend to pay, and not her ex-husband. To be fair, if I was the new boyfriend of this entitled mum, I'd just get her a one-way plane ticket to wherever she wanted and just say goodbye and never see her again. Imagine saying that you couldn't pay for a taxi to go back to your hotel with an 11-year-old kid, but you could pay for one to go to a party and get absolutely wasted. What is that? I just hope your little brother is safe now, and got away from that woman as quickly as he could when he turned 18, honestly. Moving on to our second story. You disowned me. So, that's no reason for keeping us out of your wedding. So, not my story, but my best friend I will call JJ. This happened about 2 years ago, and I do have his permission to post it. JJ came out to his family when he was about 27 years old. Aside from them, everyone else in his life knew he was gay. And there was a good reason for it. As he expected, his parents reacted horribly to the news, and basically disowned him at that time. They later told both extended families, and his uncles and grandparents cut him off too. His maternal grandmother went as far as to try to take him out of his dead maternal grandfather's will. Holy, that is so toxic. Fortunately, she failed due to the will's conditions. No one could modify it, not even the main representative, aka grandma. And homosexuality was not listed in the conditions that could make the inheritance void. Or grandpa didn't expect it to happen, or he just didn't care, take your guess. JJ was legally the partial owner of some properties, and also got a substantial amount of money, which got even bigger when he reclaimed in cash his corresponding share of the houses, which forced his family to buy them from him. The other option was losing the properties in a public sale, as stated by our country's laws. JJ didn't need the money, actually. By this point, he was a moderately successful professional and lived in his own apartments. But it severed any legal binding he had with his family that could become a problem in the future. He still kept good relationships with his sister and most of his cousins, but even if they invited him to family gatherings, he always declined. Fast forward 3 years, and JJ is getting married to his longtime boyfriend, Sky, whose family was the polar opposite of JJ's. When they found out, they made royal wedding style plans for the guy's elopement. They were, well, are very wealthy, and JJ contributed to the whole extravaganza with a portion of his inheritance. He invited as his guests, his friends, including here yours truly as his best man, some co-workers, his sister, and the cousins he still spoke to. Don't get me wrong, it was a lot of people. The wedding was amazing, done in an underground, literally speaking, it was a freaking cave venue. Wow, that sounds awesome. His sister took him to the altar, there was an orchestra playing, etc., fairy tale style. And the after party, well, I can't remember half of it because I was so drunk, but it was from another world. They said go big or go home, and they really went big. But enough of the context, you came here for the juicy parts. JJ told the good cousins not to tell anything to his parents or other family members about the wedding, because he didn't want trouble. But obviously, the next day, their social media accounts were full of pictures and word spread out like fire. At first, it was small things. He started receiving calls off some aunts about why they weren't invited. The bad cousins complained via Facebook and other nuisances. He just ignored them and blocked numbers and accounts. He did not want or need to give explanations when they had all made clear their position years prior. But one day, heck came directly to the door. His parents, his maternal grandma, and his paternal grandparents, all the heads of the families, came to visit. How they found where he lived is still a mystery to him. Sky was working and JJ was alone in the house, so there was no one to help him against the crook squad. His name, not mine. I can't actually transcript because he didn't use exact words when he told me this, but it seems at first they tried to be gentle, asking how he could leave them out of such an important event that directly affected the family. Dudes, really? And things like that. His mum even used the, "you took away my chance of seeing my only male son marriage" argument. He pointed out that they were the ones that expelled him from the family and that they hated everything gay. Half of that wedding was LGBT crowd, if you are wondering.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
bickering. But they classified his exile as a misunderstanding. The bickering between the six continued for a long time until he got tired and asked what they wanted, as he could not redo the wedding. His maternal grandma spilled the beans.
Ungrateful brat, at least compensate us for not inviting us to a wedding we paid for.
That was the problem. His maternal grandma and his parents were mad he had used the family money on the ceremony. He told me they actually thought he paid for everything and had burnt out all the inheritance when it was more of a 30 to 40% of the deal. Sky's family paid more and JJ still had inheritance money, but they wanted it back. They had brought his paternal grandparents with them as an additional emotional leverage. As I told you earlier, JJ had made sure that money had no legal bindings to his family anymore, but for some reason they still believed it was theirs to a point and were mad he had spent it. He confronted them and they threw away their facade. What came next was a serious fight in which both JJ and his father ended up hitting each other until the neighbors called the police. Charges were pressed on both sides, but in the end the case was declared a tie. Don't ask me how that was possible because I don't know, and JJ was not forced to pay 1 cent. He was also able to ask for restraining orders against all of them. To this day, JJ is still shaken about the event. He had prepared himself for years knowing that his family would hate him because of his sexuality, but he still retained some hope that far in the future they could mend things up. He lost that hope after they tried to emotionally scam him.
Wow, that was a dark one, and yeah, just a really sad story. JJ, I feel terrible for you. It's bad enough having to go through something like that, you know, coming out as being gay and knowing that you're gonna get absolutely destroyed by your family for something you can't help. Then when they ask you for money because you didn't invite them to your wedding, it doesn't really get much worse than that, does it?
Let me get this straight. They literally said to you, JJ, you suck because you're gay, but you owe us because you use some inheritance money that you're owed to you know, make your wedding. What? It's just the logic of these people is so crazy.
In other news, you can get married in caves? What? I did not know about that. I want to get married in a cave. Leave a comment if you want to get married in a cave as well. That sounds insane. You know what? I'm going to try and find a picture of a cave wedding right now. If I can, it's going to be amazing. If I can't, I'm sorry. But hopefully there's one on screen.
Anyway guys, that is going to do it for this video. As I said in the intro, the support on the last few videos has been absolutely mind-blowing. Thank you so much. Let's try and keep it up. Did I say 12,500 likes? That sounds a lot in my head, but I know you guys can do it, so let's try and hit it.
If you are still watching right now, firstly, make sure you are subscribed. Just make sure, even if you think you are, just double check. And also comment down below, hashtag cave wedding. Let's see how many hashtag cave wedding comments we can get.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.